Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
It was either show up here where it was now that Adam was seven.
Oh,
technology. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And as always, we like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, thanking Allah for this opportunity to speak to whoever hears it now or later, praying that we say something enough to the right that we all find ourselves getting busy doing things that Allah commanded for the humanity to do, but that our leaders in our time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, particularly, what they gave us in the statements of do for self and establish, build your own model community. These terms are not outside of the realm of Islam. That's Islam. Allah created a man and created a woman for that man. And look at where we're at today. Not just making babies, having children, but building societies. But look at where we're at today. Even though the societies has been built, we could see in the time that we've been here, those of us that's living right now, the time that we've been here, we could see destruction that only Shaitan can authorize. even among the religious group, there's so much hate, hatred, and divide. We have to be the model. No, we don't turn the cheek if you hit us. We ain't that kind. You know me. Allah has never told his servants, take a whooping. No, fight as if you know that God is on your side. But we need to establish. We need to be those who can put things together as they should be put together. And things that work in this America particularly. I've said on a few of the programs how some of us have gotten to the point that we say we're not American. Allah made you American.
Right.
Slavery didn't make it. Slavery was a tool that Allah used for us as human beings to be established on this part of the earth. Slavery. You know, possibly nobody could have brought us here to America and just let us be free because we were strong enough as a people that maybe we would have took over somebody's land.
Right away.
Right away. That's right, Nate. Right away. No hesitation. But by being put in a position, our forefathers, I'm talking about, we didn't feel this. We feel things because we don't stand up together.
Mm-hmm.
If we stood up together and build as we was building in the days of the nation, and there were others before that. You know, there were the movements, small or large, before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Some people who moved away from being slaves and started doing things in other areas. Whether it was Frederick Douglass or Marcus Garvey, you know what I mean, and many others that went into the medical field. Some went into banking. Some built their little armies. But in our time, you and my time, and I'm not talking to any babies here, so they got the reminiscences, the pieces, I should say, of what we talk about. But we saw, many of us, we saw the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We heard his call to do for self. He didn't tell us ever to just go out and cause a riot. No, he told us to build. Let's build. That's a commandment with God, from God. And I don't mean the Ten Commandments, but that's a commandment that he established us to establish with faith to build in a world that maybe nothing existed such as the world that Adam came in. Proof that man could do something. Allah made Adam alone, gave him birth from the earth, then gave him a wife from within himself. And as it is said, from them, many scattered throughout the earth. And when you're scattered throughout the earth, it's a different. If I just jump on a plane right now and I go to any state in this country, or I decide I want to go to Europe or Asia or Africa or wherever the case may be, there's a difference. I was in Vietnam for a whole year, and not one time did I think I was a Vietnamese. Might not have knew how to get home, but I couldn't call myself a Vietnamese. But when we have 400 and some years of slavery, forced slavery, we ain't even get paid yet. Ain't enough of us talking about getting reparations. We need that, but we need to be organized to get it. Get it if you can get it, putting yourself in trouble. I mean, don't go take it and say, yes, you owe me anyway. Don't do that kind of stuff.
Stay
straight, because Allah is guiding us and watching us. If there's anything that should correct us, is when we realize for ourselves that Allah see me before I do it. Good or bad, he see me before I do it. And I should be doing good always. Why? Because he rewards us for the good, and he tells us if he don't forgive us, he punishes us for the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That should stay in our chest, stay in our heart, stay in our mind. But we have to look at what is it that Allah wants with this humanity? And what is this Al-Islam, this Islam, this Quran? It's not wet, but it's like a lubricant. Used properly, we can move forward. What's the proof? We've seen it throughout time. Reconstruction. There were people during the time of Reconstruction that were like political people, dressed up and everything, coming out of slavery. I used to wonder, looking at that picture, how did that happen? Then we had the builders of bank economics disturbed Caucasians so bad that they got even what appears to be through history government planes to bomb the areas because they didn't want to be fed by the ex-slave. In their mind, we weren't ex yet. We were still to be slaves. But we're in a time that's not the problem. We're in the time where the argument is on our side. And all we have to do is work together. Today, I'd like to just discuss a little thought on a plan to build community. Excuse me. Not just build the community life in all aspects. Two leaders gave us Islam. I spoke to some people today out of town, and they was telling me how it appeared that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give us Islam. What did you do with the Quran that he told you to get? Allah made it possible for us. I came in 1969, July 18th. I began actually declaring myself one, signing for my ex to become a Muslim in the temple, number 12, right here in Philadelphia. I had already read the Quran in Vietnam, but I got it from temple number 12 right here in Philadelphia right before going to Vietnam. And I read it. And when I came home, I thank Allah, I didn't bring no dirt with me. I wanted to be the Muslim. My father made me a religious, loving person as he read the Bible and everything to me as a child. Up until I was a teenager. You know how a teenager get after a while, he hear the Bible. I wasn't a bad guy, but I didn't necessarily need to be sitting down every day reading or having my father read to me. I could read myself. He was more regular, but I read it. But it was on my heart. But when I read that Quran in Vietnam, along with the Bible, and How to Eat to Live and Message to the Black Man, and using the dictionary to tell me what words mean if I didn't really understand them, I seen something that when I come home, I really got to do. My father gave me a start, but this, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was giving me, was a finish. Not a completion, but a finish. He's putting a finishing on how to serve Allah. I didn't get out of the books that he wrote, How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man. While I was reading them over in Vietnam too, I didn't get that they were above the Quran that he told us about. No, they wasn't about it. And he didn't disrespect the Bible, but I felt that the Quran purifies the Bible, understood right. So this doesn't make me special, but it makes me know that if the humanity will follow us like they did under in the days of the nation, They were honored by the Muslims. There were some who were scared, running in the house when they see us coming. But for the most part, in those decent days behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the people respected it. The police respected it. I know what I witnessed in Philadelphia. There was a high regard, guidance, Allah says, that's pure from him, that will take us the distance. So if we're looking properly, that model community that the Honorable, that Imam Muhammad spoke of, and that do for self should be automatic for us. We've had all of the lubricant, what I'm saying about lubricant, the practice, the exercise, the reading of the Quran, the having certain discussions, lessons, seeing it around the world. All of us didn't do that, but collectively we've seen this practice around the world. And there's not one body of people right now that could lead us to where we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
better than we could lead ourselves based on what Allah has given us. We have everything we need. We can open up schools one day in different places, those where there are no schools, and the schools we have, set up right, set up properly. Well, we can hire people with all different languages to work with us, from all different races to work with us, if they wanted to be hired and do the work that's needed to be done. We can build that kind of community, that kind of society that people want to copy. But we got to believe that Allah gave that to us. We got to know for a fact that these two men, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, first, and Imam W.D. Muhammad, second, in their efforts of their teachings, of their direction while they were alive, guiding us to the Quran, they didn't want us to be losers. And may Allah put heaven both, their wives, their children, when they pass, in a high place in heaven, in the paradise, where we all want to get to. We want to get there and see them and see other things and say, hey, this is like something we had before. I remember the Imam saying that. I'm very familiar with that ayah. This looks like something we've had before. That's in paradise, we're saying that. That means you ain't in the hellfire. It could be a banana. It could be a person. Whatever you see that make you say that, it could be whatever, and at least you know I ain't in the hellfire. You know what I mean? I'm standing somewhere looking at something that I've seen before on earth. Important for us to see one of the major things that we have to do is come together. We have to come together even if the rest of the people don't want to join us. There's more than enough to be an example to the whole humanity, and in that example we become the mercy to humanity. You have to believe you could be that, though. Not alone. Alone, I'm an example to my wife, my children, my relatives, my friends, and they are also an example to me. And you are the same in your circle. And collectively, and as I said before, I know from experience here in Philadelphia, collectively, our example was strong enough to make people want to emulate it. Mm-hmm. The church didn't want to stop saying Jesus, and we don't want them to stop saying it until they're ready and mean it. We didn't remember, some people came in the nation and got, when they got searched at the door, they had to go back to the car. But they was carrying something that you couldn't bring in. It could have been a pack of cigarettes. It could have been some matches. We sent them in Philly. Go back, brother. You got to put that, throw them away, or either put them in the car. Yeah, you take them back to your car. That's right. That's right. And there was no argument. And I never, on my times of doing the search, I've never had anybody go back to the car and didn't come back in. They wanted to come in. But they had to know you can't bring certain things in here. Even though we can't see through your clothes and see what you got, but we're going to search you. And when we tell you to pull something out of your pocket or out of your belt, you're going to pull it out. That was, all of us, we was a part of that. It wasn't putting fear. It's just putting respect. That's right. Establishing discipline, respect. You coming into our house of worship, you got to come like you're supposed to come. Come clean. Don't bring nothing. That's your gun. Take it back to the car. But you can't walk in this door with it. I remember in Philadelphia when the police came in. Minister Jeremiah, may Allah have mercy on him and allow him to have paradise. Forgive him his shortcomings. I remember he told us, well, we're going to let the police come in this time. But every police that come in, I want brothers on top of them. When they've been over looking at something, you've been with them. Don't let them stash nothing on us. Those police officers were shaking so much because we wouldn't let them breathe. We didn't stop them from doing their job. Don't get me wrong. They could search, but they wasn't going to come in here and drop nothing and say we had some stuff in the building that didn't belong in there, some contraband of any type. We weren't letting that happen. Allah gave us that kind of authority over our own places. Then our neighborhoods got to the point where they understood don't do certain things. We had two officers come and urinate on the wall of the temple. And all we could hear from upstairs, I was upstairs, was the greetings in the way that we give it that told us something's wrong. And everybody ran down to the first floor and seen the door open and ran through the door. And we watched as some of us stood back and watched from the steps. Rest continued to run as a couple of brothers chased those police officers with badges and guns, hollering for the police because they got caught urinating on the temple wall. They was going to get their butt beat. And they got it beat. They didn't take their guns or nothing. Got it beat. They had been running down the street, Germantown Avenue, hollering, "Police, police, help, help." Badges on and everything. Well, you can't just do us any kind of way. But our community need to see the best way to do things. The corruption that has come into our body, so to speak, if I can say it that way, because if it's affected in any masjid, corruption, then it's corruption to the body. We got to get rid of that. And the best way to get rid of things is come together, plan, and build what we're supposed to have as a community. And those that ain't ready, they want to do a little dirt, step out. We ain't going to punish you. We have to punish you if you keep trying to bring dirt in because it looks like you're trying to set us up, make us look unclean. But the reality, we need to begin discussing. I've said I was going to do a Zoom by now, and me and Sister Martha were supposed to get together and set it up. I'm going to work to set it up that we do it soon, maybe within the next 30 days. Do it soon. I would like it to have been handled by AM360, and I still will reach out to try to see if that could be done. But if we have to use this time, this hour and 2 hours, or we have to do it on another day, then we want to eventually, and it don't have to be done directly through AM360. It has to be done on a Zoom type setup. And I used to do that with my business meeting last year. I haven't done nothing in, not last year, 23, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? But the reality is we need to discuss what does it take to build a model community from among ourselves? And money ain't the first topic. For me, most of the time, anybody that know me, that's kind of way down the line. What's needed to know is, what do you do? What's your talent? Because they don't need me talking about what the building look like if we got architects, engineers, carpenters, brick masons, cement people, glazers, that's glass, people that could do roofers. People could do what's needed to be done to build and start thinking about putting model communities on paper, then on time, in time, not much time after it's on paper, once approved, let it run through our lines on the communicator, these computers, these emails, et cetera. But even in some places, we'll have it on space such as TV space. Look up and see a commercial, and there go followers of the Nation of Islam and Imam Muhammad, that body who came through that line, lineage, showing walls of structure that we're going to build. Now, we have to talk to the world. Right now, when we look at the way things are happening, this society all around the world is crazy. It's like it want to go somewhere, you know, to death. So we got to show them how to serve God. We're going to take a PSA. Our brother James Bashir is not with us today.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
My son.
Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad here. I'd like to read on the Quran 4:37, ayat 26-35. Nay, but that day they shall submit to judgment, and they will turn to another, to one another, and question one another. They will say, it was you who used to come to us from the right hand of power and of authority. They will reply, now you yourself had no faith, nor had we had any authority over you. Now it was you who were a people and abstinent, rebellious. So now has been proven true against us the word of our Lord that we shall indeed have to taste the punishment of our sins. We led you astray, for truly we were ourselves astray. Truly that day they will all share in the penalty. Verily, that is how we shall deal with sinners. For they, when they were told that there is no God except Allah, will puff themselves up with pride. Surely Allah speak the truth from the Quran. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host Jane Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economic for African American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Again, assalamu alaikum. Yes. It is, again, Nate Muhammad here. The Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd just like to comment, stay in order, in line with the imam, speaking about unity, working together. That we was talking earlier today, in reference about the generation that we were first generation of the
the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, the associate. And we were just speaking how, and when people come and ask, well, I don't see nothing. And I would say, no, you can't. There's a lot there. And the reason why we don't see anything is because we have to come together and show what we know. Each and every one of us came or had a different journey towards where we are today through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And it's like a picture. You'll never see it unless we all come together and put and show what we know. This is not like you coming to sing Kumbaya and hold hand. No, we ain't talking that. We talking about showing what you know. Allah guided everybody in his own area to establish what he will, how you accomplish what you will. That is our whole destination. And once it's like a picture. You put it all together, put all the pieces together, and then we can sit down and we can see who has the best idea. And then we can all vote and move on with the best idea, leave with the best idea. We haven't got to that point yet. We're still wrestling with each other. We have a lot of brilliant minds, and a lot of people have accomplished a lot of things in our community from our association.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done anything yet. You know, it all came to the forefront one day. We were sitting in a meeting, and somebody brought up the younger generation doesn't have no history of the Nation of Islam and what we have accomplished. They don't have no histories. And I said, how can this be? We're living proof. We got the mental scars to back it up. But nobody's never sat down and showed them. Not tell them. You ain't have to tell them nothing. You have to show them. And then tell them what you done went through. But I remember back when the Imam came in office and we migrated out of the Nation of Islam, and a lot of the ministers back then, they start to venture away in their thing. They want to talk about their thing. Everybody want to get away from what the Imam Muhammad was saying. And I found out a lot of the ministers didn't understand what he was saying. So that's why they couldn't copy him. So they wanted to continue to do whatever they wanted. Because I've heard ministers out of their mouth told me that they didn't understand. I don't have a clue what he's saying. And I laughed at them because all you had to do is submit to it. We was already taught how to submit to it. Whether you understand it, you know, we don't know what's happening at the first beginning until we submit to it. We was taught to submit. Respect the leadership. Trust the leadership. But I seen back then, they went their own way. And I say now, this is why when we sit down here and we talk, now you see why we in the condition that we are in. And I'm not saying that to be mad at them, because Allah showed us. He showed us what happened. I can reflect, like I said, we reflect back on what happened, how it happened, why it happened. And it all comes back to, he was selfish. They were selfish. In order for us to learn this religion, we had to submit to it. We had to get out of away from the robotic regimentation mentality type. It then became more humble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they was wrestling with. Because I wrestled with it too. I'm not going to lie. I wrestled with it. But I seen more in the Imam Muhammad that I can trust him and I wouldn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that. You know, and I seen based on his language, you know, and a lot of things that he said and he did, I done it. I did it. I did what he said, came out the way he said it was going to come out. That's enough proof for me that I can support him. I've been when I said, and to this day, I always credit Donald Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad for helping me get from point A to where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
And that tutelage and the people that migrated out of that been very wholesome, been very supportive in what we were trying to establish. And that's why I still say, they have to come forward. And I know Allah's going to push him forward. Just like he pushed the Imam forward, he pushed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad forward, he pushed all of us forward to share or to show what they know. And it's based on our experience. It's not based on, you know, what taqwa and what somebody said and all that. We got the mental scars. We got the experience, the background. We know what it was to come from in the streets and ignorance and all that into the day right now. And then you go back around the same people that you've been in the streets with. And they the ones acknowledge it. Now, I ain't got to say it. They acknowledge it. Boy, you still the same, but you're different. You know? Yeah. What happened is that we had to get cleaned up from all that mess, that blight, as the man called it. Get the blight out of our life. We had to get cleaned up. Then we had to get taught the religion. And as the man say, God's man, the way God wanted us to do it. The man wanted us to learn how to humble ourselves. The man wanted us to learn to be fair and honest, even if it was against ourselves. And those are the first two things I always look for in anybody. If you say you Muslim, that's the first thing I look for, because I know what it means. I know what it stands for. And that can determine that, yeah, well, we're going to have problems. But I'm not the aggressor, because by you approaching things with a lowly spirit, you approach everybody respectful. You don't come rambunctious and all rugged. No, you stay humble. That is, as the Imam said earlier about, that's not turning the other cheek. Because every time you humble yourself, Allah manifests. Whoever you're dealing with, whatever you're dealing with, he manifests it for you. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he's showing you what you're up against, what you're going to deal with. We look at our problem. We go, the Imam Muhammad taught us how to solve a problem, go to the root of it. Then if you go to the root of it, humbling yourself, Allah manifests it in front of you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can sit up, and then you solve the problem without any problem. So we're saying is that we have to come together to work together. Allah made us all different, but we can learn from each other. So we all coming with our own ideology. That's why you do things ashore, is that you can sit down and you can pick what's the best situation, best approach for that situation. And as a body for our people, the African-American descendants of slaves, the best thing is for us is to unite first. The best thing is for us to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The best thing is for us to establish a model community.
Mm-hmm.
Because this community that we're living in today doesn't have our best interests at heart. Everywhere you look at this system, it is just as corrupted as it want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, from the top to the bottom. And that's why I believe they don't want us to get close to them, because we will expose them. But they're going to expose themselves anyway. Anytime you're doing something wrong, it's just a matter of time you're going to make a mistake in doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time you get exposed. I've heard this from people's mouth that's doing nothing but wrong. I heard it from their mouth, and they know that. But we want to have one way, Allah's way, the way Allah's, the Imam Muhammad said, the way God's man, he want to do things. There's only one way to do it. Do it the way Allah says. You got one rule, You got no two, three different approaches. It's just one way. And in the process of doing that, we learn to be fair and honest.
Mm-hmm.
The fairness is the greatest thing that we can accomplish from mankind, towards mankind, to be fair with them.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know? Because society has been unfair to us as a body of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people still walking around remnant with that heavy, heavy weight on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
They call it today have mental problems, mm-hmm. but that's weight on your heart. And you have to get that weight off your heart. And how are you going to get that off your heart at times? You have to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
I call it venting.
Mm-hmm.
And we stumbled across that years ago when we would have meetings with the brothers, and they'd be snapping out in the meeting, and it looked like we were going to have all kinds of warfare in this meeting. Thank Allah for the imam, you know, keep the calm. Whereas when the smoke cleared, we realized that we were just venting, and once he got everything off his chest, he was all right, like a new man.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned from that. And I said, I'm going to use that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this experience and weather on,
mm-hmm.
you know, the venting. And that venting, like I said, us as a people,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
pain, suffering on our heart. And we don't know how to channel it out. And we sit up here and we wonder how the people get this put their knee on your neck,
mm-hmm.
so you can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid. They can't understand what's going on. They don't know how to deal with that. They do not have a remedy for that. They know that they can't shoot you, but some get away with shooting you. But they know they have to figure out, no, you have to be fair
mm-hmm.
to the people. But nevertheless to say that we still have to be able to come sit down and talk. Sometimes you introduce yourself when you talk.
Sure.
You're telling people about you, telling people about your journey that you done came from.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to sit there and look, well, how did you deal with such and such and such and such? That should be recorded. Because society doesn't have an idea how to deal with nothing. And that's why the imam said earlier tonight, that we are Americans. Allah made us American. Not the Caucasian.
Mm.
Not the system. The system, we've been trying to deny us everything. Allah
mm-hmm.
is the one who made us American.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to change our approaches, how we think it. We got to stop thinking the way society is thinking, because they're going to piss you off. They're going to disregard you or attempt to disregard you and abuse you. And let's do it the way Allah wants.
Mm-hmm.
We said earlier, one way we knew that there's something special about this, us as a people, African American, descendants of slaves,
mm-hmm.
they cannot deport us. That there should tell us enough that we're here to stay
mm-hmm.
as Americans. We're here the right, the wrong. How? By our attitude,
mm-hmm.
by our conduct.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. That's the way we going.
Mm-hmm.
We sit up here and look at the news. Oh, yeah, the Lord used to, they shooting up everybody. They robbing everybody. Society look at you like, when they go, oh, yeah, they going to tear down the city or tear down whatever they touch.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. What we want to do is build up the character. Once we build our character up, first thing we have to eliminate is the blight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The Imam Muhammad said that's one of the veil that's on our eyes, that the blight.
Mm-hmm.
Once we clean the blight up, that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. We got cleaned up from all the blight, all the filthiness. We're not subject to that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then now we can move freely now. We can move as a man thinks,
mm-hmm.
the man says. He can use his mind now. It's not contagious, contaminated, with any kind of filthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see through everything what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
This is our time now. Because we know where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
And once we sit down with like minds, mm-hmm. once they come forward, because we can't make them do anything. We can't do anything. We just have to be patient. They're coming. How do we know they're coming? Because the law said they're coming. It's just like you. How you got from A to Z to right where you at, Allah was the one guided you through that.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't me. I'd have lost a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I give the glory mm-hmm. and the credit to Allah. I just want to understand. I want to be able to sit here and tell you how I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely. And you can tell what some of the things that the people that's coming and moving there because you know
mm-hmm.
what you had to go through. Allah's going to challenge us. He challenged us in our struggles. Anything we wanted to accomplish, especially with his name, you have to be tested. You know? And if you withstand this test, you earn. That's how the believers used to say that when we was on Hajj,
mm.
Allah invited you over here. You know? And I bear witness to that. I'm here in Mecca as a guest to Allah. And he's showing me his creation. Over 200 countries, people here from all over the world.
Mm.
And we sitting in here, and all of them saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah.
I mean,
that's something to pay attention to.
Well, yeah.
That's something to show that you've grown to a point where you can sit there and you can talk with people from Russia, Serbia, and all, because that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They always tell us the reason why we went through all the chaos we went through because we got away from what Allah said. And that's somebody on the other side of the world telling us that.
Right.
You know? And I bear witness to it because I could see it because they caught hell. But nobody caught the most hell as we did as African-American descendants of slaves. And we should acknowledge that should make us stronger, not make us weaker.
Right. That's right.
Because once we realize Allah is the one who been raising us up, and until we pay attention to it, we're going to keep going around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people might make it, majority won't.
Mm-hmm.
And if we pay attention to what Allah is trying to show us,
that's sure.
We got to pay attention to what Allah is showing us. You may have happy to correct me. You understand that? That's fine with me. Yeah, yeah. But it's just an old habit. And I always tell them, but I'm getting better on it.
Yeah.
You understand? Because I could see what Allah has in plan for, in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is stay focused. He going to send us up. They coming. They coming. Yeah. And we have we'll be sitting there waiting on them. Yeah. So that day right now, like to turn the mic back over to Imam Bilal. Nate Muhammad here. Oh, if anybody have a question, statement, please feel free to push the one, and we will put you on as soon as possible.
Amen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Amen, sir. Thank you, Nate. As-salamu alaykum. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. And as Nate said, anyone you have a question, a statement, a suggestion, please touch the one on your phone. We see it. We'll bring you on, and if we don't see it, maybe those, Imam Hameen and others that are looking at the board from where they're at, maybe they see it, and then they'll let us know and bring you on so you can ask your question, make your statement or suggestion, whatever. We welcome it, you know what I mean? We appreciate the exchange, no question about it. So as I started off saying, this week discussion is really a plan to build community life
right.
in all aspects. That means you need everyone. You know, it's easy when you have a job to do. I had a small construction company years ago, and if it was to do anything in the house, the carpet, the wall, the sheetrock, whatever the case may be, painting, I get my crew, and we had an agreement with the owner of the place, the responsible person. I get paid to pay everyone else, and we start our job. That was my business. But when you grow into needing to do something collectively, and when we think about the model community, if I had all of the money to pay for it right now, I still wouldn't want to do it by myself. Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about the pay part. I have no problem. If Allah furnished me with the capital to do it, I don't have a problem using it. But no, I'm not a big I and little you type person, and most of us are not, because we came through the training, know that wasn't necessary. But we need everyone at some point to speak on their talent. I don't mean on this radio program like this here, but I mean when we start talking about coming together to build a model community, we need to know everything it takes. How much land are we talking about building on? Who are the real estate persons, individuals, groups that will actually represent us in signing the real estate where we want to build upon? Who are the engineers and who are the architects and things of that nature that need to design it? What state, what city will it be in? Will it be because I got the money? If I had it all right now, we got to do it in Philadelphia? No, we don't. But we should be looking at what do we do individually. Look at what you do. Your talent is necessary. And in order to talk about what needs to be done, we need to hear something about your talent. You may be a doctor. So we're going to need hospitals. Before hospitals, we might need health clinics, small units of places that are around the country, known as this body, belonging to this body, this group, but have doctors and nurses and everything, specialists in different fields that they can handle it, where we have our medical clinics and then eventually build up to the hospital. You may be teachers, educators, counselors, had been a principal or a dean of a school. We want to open up schools in this model community that we have. Each level, we need schools, plenty, preschools, and many elementary schools, then right on up through the junior high and the high school. Most of our children are being taught elsewhere right now. And it's not that elsewhere is giving us bad training or teaching, but how much healthier would it be if you are a teacher, you are a principal, and we use what we know that is right, comforting, to deal with the students that we're educating, regardless of what race they are, religion even. Would we agree to set up a school that if some of us, our Christian family, want their children to go to our school, will we say no because you're Christian? All that need to be a discussion. All that need to be laid out first with long-range expectations. I remember a brother close to me, young brother, worked with me for years. This goes back at least to, maybe definitely more than 20 years. You know, maybe almost 30 years. We was out in West Philly. I was selling, I would go to a basketball game every night, set up my hot dog cart and whatnot. My brand, Bilal's brand, and we would be there with the young people. And it was my cousin and a few brothers that I knew that they would gather the children together in that little park. They would run ball every night. I mean, it was never no problems. It was always active. But me and one of the young brothers that was working together, he'd worked with me a few nights like that. And then one day he said, what would you do if you could establish a community? I said, what do you mean? He said, would you bring Christians in? Yeah. I said, and we'd have to figure out if we would establish house of worships for them also.
Because
mm-hmm. it would be unfair for us to be building a community with somebody and we can't put a mess shit up. You know what I mean? I'm not so stuck on that everything got to be Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them say that. Go off as in a race. I was a Christian. The majority of us were Christians. But we became Muslim. We brought Islam to every family nearly in America of African Americans, descendants of the slaves, to almost every family because the nation is Islam. There are others, as I said before, they're coming in now, and if you listen to the language closely, they'll be trying to say that they established Islam in America.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't see that Allah see, if they could get away with that lie. The worst thing you could do is tell yourself the lie and then start telling it to others. No, we have to know. We don't have to compete, but we have to put the history. Wherever we're at, we have to put the history. Where did we start? 1930, with a man that was from Sandersville, Georgia, Elijah Poole, born in 1897, with a third grade education that Allah blessed him to see Islam as a way for our life, service to Allah, to the one God. And that's all we had to do is grow and watch it grow. And we're not the same community we were in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even the 60s. We're stronger. But what we're waning at, where we're finding weakness in, is seeing that it's necessary for us to live on our history. Do you know when a person or people or body of people, scholars or whatever, come up and say, you don't have Islam. You don't know what you're practicing? You don't know that Allah gave you this? Well, how would he give it to him? Same way he gave it to Prophet Muhammad. That was, at that day and time, that was the most ignorant area
mm-hmm.
in the world, they said, according to history. I would think they're ignorant just on the fact that every man went into killing their daughter because they wanted sons. How did you get here if you didn't have a woman? And the Quran so clear. I made man and made a male from that man. In that instance, was no male or female that produced them. Allah produced them naturally from the earth and then from the man. And from that point on, every birth is what? It got to come through a woman.
Mm-hmm.
A man can play as much girl as he want to play. He can't do that. Yeah, they can sit a bag up, and you could take and put a grenade up in somebody. Don't mean that they got AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you know, in other words, that wasn't meant to be a joke. It's just say that, yeah, you can open somebody's body and put something up in it. You know what I mean? It don't mean it changed the body. If anything, you may have harmed it more. But you and I, we have to stay straight with what Allah gave us. Are we trying to battle somebody about Islam? Do you see anywhere in the Quran where Allah tells us to battle with each other? No. We don't reject each other. We don't reject Muslims from any part of the world. Why would we let them come here and reject us? Why would we join them to reject us? African American, we're descendants of slaves. I'm not talking about an African brother. He and his wife comes from Africa, come to live in America, and have a baby in America, even if she got impregnated in Africa, she give birth in America, that baby is truly an African-American. Their parent, the child's parent is African. If both of them came from Africa, if they're not both from Africa, then there's one that's African and one something else. Whatever the mother is or the father, whichever one is different. But once they are born here, their nationality is here.
Right.
That's not something, you know, some people think they got, no, we ain't do with the white man. The white man didn't set that up. Allah set that up. We may have named the place, when I say we, I'm talking about mankind, Europe, you know, Asia, Africa, America or United States, whatever. We may name it, but Allah is the one that put bodies, people, in these different places to have children grow up there, have a nationality there. Remember, this whole thing didn't even have a name once upon a time. Mm. He gave us the ability, humanity, male, female, regardless of the color of the skin, gave the whole humanity the ability to name the area in which they live. Somebody in another language may call America something else because it's another language. But you and I got to recognize we're Americans. Our children should grow up serving Allah, no question about that. Being Muslim, recognizing their lifestyle and how it is to help humanity. You and I should want our children to grow up and be the president, unlike the president that's the previous president is trying to come up and be the president. And the whole party, almost, not the whole party, but too many in the party, said that even as bad and controversial as he's been, still will vote for him. Mm-hmm. The man that lied, still lying. He showed how uncouth he is with women. I remember, like I said, he's 2 years older than me. So I remember hearing of him as a child, hearing first of his father, who built a hotel and said no blacks, no coloreds. They weren't using the term blacks back then. Black was more insulting back then. No coloreds allowed in it. Then Donald Trump built some places right in Atlantic City. And I remember driving over there, and all these, particularly Mexican, but people of color, was out in the street picketing, because as he was bragging about his million-dollar chandeliers that he was putting up in his hotel in Atlantic City, they had to picket in the street because he wouldn't pay them. So, you know, that's the kind of person he is. He's a thief. And remember, when he ran for office, what did he say? He said he don't pay the taxes. He do some slick stuff.
He use other people's money.
Yeah, and he called it. He said, that's being smart.
Yeah,
that's how you do business. That's being smart. Don't pay the people that you owe. Ain't that something? But these people still feel that even if he were to be found guilty of something, they think they still would vote for him as the president.
Because they don't see nobody else that can.
Yeah, but not only that's ugly white. That's what that is. I just gave it a new name, ugly white. We can't go with that. They don't even realize that Allah will punish them for that. They can lead a world like that? No, we have to raise our children to be leaders of America. As Muslims, not ashamed to be Muslim. The ones that's Christian, but our people, they need to be in that race. And we look at old Tim down there in the Carolinas, said he loved the man. He want to be vice president. Everybody's seen through that. He just want to be the vice president. You know what I mean? Like some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know about you. I got to vote. Some people don't vote. I vote since I've been of age to vote. I haven't missed. And I've been both Republican and Democrat. But if I was, regardless of what I was at this point, I'm a Democrat now in my voting, I'd have to vote for Biden. They say he made the debt like it is. No, we don't remember Trump left that. He started something and didn't complete it. He started the wall and didn't complete it. He started a lot of things and didn't complete it. And now he want to say that he could be as the president, he can do anything he wants and not be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you and I, the Muslims, Christians who are African Americans, we need to start opening our mouths up. Sound like slavery to me if that man could do it. He could do what he want and not have to be punished for it. And those people would not have went to that White House if it wasn't for his voice. Even the ones that were saying, kill Pence. Pence ain't did nothing to them. But kill him because he didn't make a decision. He didn't tear up some paperwork. So we, listen, the Muslims, we got to be wise enough to know this is our country. So don't take yourself away from things. Our family, our children should be ready right now to go in office. I've seen someone's hands up, and they took the one off the phone. If you want to get it, that was 215-849. I've seen your hand, but you took it off before I can get to it. Anybody who have a question, a statement, a suggestion, a message, please touch the one on your phone, and we will bring you in. And if we don't see it, we believe that the other hosts will see it from their view, and they will bring you in as well. So you're welcome to touch the one and come in to say what it is that you like to say, and we'll go on from there. We're going to take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad again. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do for Self, with your host, Imam Wally Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build our model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment, 910-317-0297. And thank you there. Again, this is Nate Muhammad to allow industry to do for self. And still, stand on the behalf of the unity our people has to come together, and especially this program we have, to put it out front, we have to first come together first. We have to come to down and put our heads together and come up with the best solution to deal with the everyday problem that we will encounter. We already have the format. We already have the direction. It's just a matter now, it's doing it. It's one thing to say something. It's another thing to do it. And it's not complete. Anything you say is not complete if you don't have a way of making it happen or bringing it about or bring it to the forefront. We say unify first. That's the number one thing that's lacking in our community is our ability to unify in anything without any argumentation, fist fighting, et cetera. But we all is based on how we approach sitting down, talking about it. We sitting down, and as the Lord said, we approach everything with a lowly spirit, humble ourselves, being respectful to each other. Whether you disregard them or like them or dislike them, it doesn't matter. You have to be respectful to them. And let a person say what they have to say. After you sit there starting to listen to them, you can tell if they know anything or if they know what they're talking about or we're going to be progressive or get anything out of this. Imam Muhammad already taught us how to listen to people. You listen to and look for a thing that's going to help you in what you're trying to do. That's the first thing you listen for. And if somebody that's trying to just to be seen, well, we already know that we can't go nowhere with that. We can't move forward with that. How do we know that? We done experienced that. We done been in a situation where we had to deal with that. And thankful to Allah, He granted us the opportunity to see it and to digest it quick. And we toned all the chaos down. And right now to the day, we're not afraid to sit down and talk to nobody, especially our people, because we already have a form, a remedy, or some form of how we are dealing with. We know what we're looking at. We was been in a meeting again, and the people didn't want to bring anything to the community because they said, be careful what you ask for. And we said, I ain't afraid of our people. Shoot, if I'm afraid of our people, that's just like being afraid of myself. Shoot, they ain't going through nothing that we haven't went through. And that what make us, especially the African-American descendants of slaves, what we have in common, that we all came through the same thing. Same foot kicked them, kicked me. And we learned how to deal with it, to keep from a foot kicking us. Instead of using it to lead with what we want to do. It's important that we can sit there and we can listen with each other. I guarantee you, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a hell of a lot based on our journey. I like listening to the people. You understand, they tell their story. I remember that we used to have in the nation back then, Bear Witness Day. And the brothers and the sisters used to always come in and express how Allah had blessed them to rise above whatever challenge that they had. And I thought it was very, very educational and inspirational. Because they talked about their experience. And it's the same thing right now today. We sit up here, all we do is talk about, show where we're not.
here to just to talk because you want to hear yourself talk. I want to talk, so if we're going to get anything accomplished, I want to share what I know. I want to be a part of that. And I'm looking forward to everybody else listening to them. And we have to give that time. We have to extend that time for the people to share that. Especially our people. I think we should have a night, event night. Come on in and vent. Get all this stuff off your chest. You understand? But if you're going to vent, if you're going to talk, you're going to have to back it up with some kind of commitment around the community, within the community. Because the whole society is sitting there waiting on us. It's right there at the tip of our tongue. All we have to do is reach out and grab it. But we can't reach out and grab it in the condition that we are in. And there's going to have to be some modification there. It's going to eliminate a lot of little stuff. And mainly, it's the black. We know what we have to eliminate because we done came through it already. Mm-hmm. So it's up to us. It's up to us to want to do this. It's up to us to want to sit down and share. Well, you know, some of us might be tired. We don't care less about it. I'll just support them from the back. That's fine. We have someone.
Yes, number 727-408. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
You have a question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Name yourself. Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
I'm Bilal. This is Bilal from Hudson, Florida. You know,
yes, sir.
I mean, man, see, if we gonna come into community life, we have to come as a people.
Yes.
And not only that,
mm-hmm.
She said, if we don't see ourselves from our past situation and what we went through, then we missing the boat. We don't have it.
Right.
So
right.
It's he wanna, but we have to get what we have to get as a community of
mm-hmm.
A Muslim or African American, and then the imam. We not look leave white folk, pink folk, purple folks alone. He said, get our community together. That's what we have to do.
I mean, yes, no question.
That's period. Yeah, period. So praise be to Allah, and I'm thankful to. Let me tell you, all the work, the productive work, the building work that is being done throughout our community by us, I applaud those who are doing that. And inshallah, I'm gonna be a part of it.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I'm gonna do my part, and inshallah, we gonna get there. The man said we gonna get there. We not gonna mm-hmm. fail.
No,
so praise be to Allah.
Right.
Let me just do this poem real fast.
Two
human beings, alhamdulillah. Two human beings, the Mar Khalifa is on the scene, staying in touch with our original nature, put in a bad situation for a better future. All praise is due to our Creator, created for moral leadership, utilizing what we are told for proper worship, freedom of choice. A Khalifa was created in the earth to serve God and keep him free. A goal for our excellence. Community life, a productive spiritual environment. Adam as a builder of industry. Food, clothing, and shelter. Not living in poverty. Taking care of ours and other social needs. Coming into a world that alters the human nature. People denying wisdom from their creator. Scriptures have been twisted, misinformation from the wicked, becoming a contender to God. This is what we were taught. You know, we are, we pushing. The believers are pushing forward, period. And we're not going to stop, and our lives with us. Look, the creation is helping us, and we even if we don't know it. The creation itself is helping us. This is what the Imam said. The Imam said itself is helping us. And we have to realize that we have forces working with us that we don't, maybe we don't even understand. But Allah says from Imam Muhammad that it's happening.
Yes.
And all we got to do, don't stop. Keep forward. Finish one task, get on another one. Keep working towards it.
That's right.
Nothing going to get in the way of our success as a community of Muslims in America, African-American, Muslim-America. And trust that and believe that. And Allah will make it real for us. Praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. And touch the one on your phone. Touch the one on your phone.
Okay.
So if you want to come back on, you'll hit it again, and we'll see it. So you can touch the one that'll take the hand down. And like I said, if you want to come back on, anyone that has something to say, a statement, a question, suggestion, whichever, you're welcome to touch the one on your phone. We see it. We'll bring you on. And if we don't see you here where we're at, we're counting on those who are looking at the boards from other areas to also bring you in. So if you have something to say, don't hesitate. And we thank you again, my brother, for those words that you have said and have spoken. We are today, if we look at ourselves properly, we are today's mercy to humanity. But to see it, we have to be working as one. We have to work as we did in the days of the Nation of Islam. There was more picture of unity from ourselves to our people who were not yet awoke to themselves. That unity, that love that we showed for each other during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our early stage, the stage that I call like our spiritual mother, who disciplined us, who gave us the discipline, I should say, told us how to act, how to carry ourselves. I call the Imam our spiritual father. The father takes you out to the world. Show you how to act abroad. Mm-hmm. You know, when the imams went across the other side of the globe and did business, the imam was working as a father, your father at your home. He takes you out and takes you places, let you see what the world looks like. That's how we have to see. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad painted the picture when he put the two hands on the front page of the Muslim Journal, the two hands over the globe, showing those hands doing business around the world. That's what we got to see. This is our time. If we don't believe it, just keep looking at the outside and see how it's exploding in our face. Not against us, but just exploding. And it shouldn't be exploding, because if anybody, well, just all of us, we should sometime, and I believe most of us do, just take some time and stop as you're walking down the street or riding down the street and just look and see how if everybody just showed more love. I don't mean walking up kissing on each other or that kind of stuff, but showed more appreciation of what Allah give us. We'll see we in a great world. He's provided everything for us. All we got to do is enjoy it. But there are some that don't know how to enjoy it without trying to take it from everybody else. The Muslim, the African-American descendants of the slaves, we have to look like we looked. What does that mean? We look like we had a message. Back then, it was the message to the black man, come together, unite. It hasn't changed. Others will walk like we walk. Trust me. Well, not just trust me, trust us. They don't want to be behind us. But we have to show them how to live together. They like it, but without that, look how they destroy themselves around the world. They'll kill people of faith. These are people of faith. Our brothers of the Jewish faith, they should be speaking against their own brothers about killing innocent people. You go in a bank and you rob it, or a store, the first thing the police seem to look like they want to find out is there any cameras. Mm-hmm. So they get pictures of the perpetrators. Now, we know over there they had cameras, because the way we was able to see who was doing the killing, they showed us on TV. Instead of all of the killing that was going on, especially when they said they don't know who all did it, I believe it was an inside job for real. I believe it was someone that gave up on the Jewish community or was Jewish but tricking those people over there to come and do some war so they could have a reason to take the land with all that oil up underneath. We'd like to think that that ain't all the Jewish community, all of even any part of it. The Israelites, the ones that'll do war. But somebody appeared, because how did they know where the guards was, where the weapons was, where everything was, to go over there and do what they did? And then the trick was chase them, even though you don't know what they all look like, and then blow bombs in another direction over them and past them to hit some innocent people that might not even know that they in that country doing what they're doing. We can't be so gullible as a people that we want to blame all the Jewish community on that. And we can't let them be so gullible to think all Muslims had something to do with that. Allah tells us in the Quran, murder is not something he liked. So we're not going to just do murder. So if those people, I don't know who they are, called Hamas, I've never met them. If they got it in them that they just will come over and just kill innocent people, they're not Muslims. They're devils. We ain't forgot how to call nobody a devil, I don't think. The difference is today we know they come in more than one color. They may seem to derive in mass in one color, but we know they're in more than one color today. We have to speak to that to cause a war between Jewish community and Muslim community. We have to, Allah says to the people of faith, go off as in a race to all that is good. If we shine the light of God, the light of Allah, however he may be called, the creator I'm speaking of, the one creator, if we shine the light on what's right, nobody want to be less than us. Look at the gift Allah gave us. They'd have to strain it. But if we go off talking about, oh, it's Muslim against Christian, against Jews, it ain't no such thing. Allah does not tell the faithful among the Jewish community, the faithful among the Christian community, nor the faithful among the Muslim community to kill innocent people. If we're going to speak to that. Speak to that. Just think about us in these cities. You got bus stations. You got subway trains in different areas. And I'm a no matter where you at, I'm a see that somebody I want to get is down under the train station, down under the subway line, or in the train station up under the shelter, waiting to catch a train to get out of the area. And I'm going to blow up the whole neighborhood just to get that one person and kill all the innocent people. That makes me God-fearing? That makes me a devil.
Ain't no godliness in that.
So we know the language. That's devilish. I see the hand of 111. 111. My sister, please, come on. And you're welcome to say what you got to say. Wa alaikum as-salam. Good to hear from you once again.
Yes, it's always good to talk with you all. You know, yes. The one thing that also is needing to be remembered is that Allah tell us all to stand firmly for justice.
I mean,
that's right.
I mean.
And that means everyone. And as you were mentioning, you know, it's not all of, you know, we can't broad brush all different groups of people.
That's right.
Israelis are different, as well as there are Muslims that are different. You know, there's a distinction
that
needs to be made between the Zionist Jews the Zionist Jews as opposed to the other members of the of the Jewish community, you know.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of people who are under the mistaken assumption that all Muslims are the same. We have
no.
We have people that are from all these different ethnic groups and you know, tribes, you know,
yes.
And some people think that all Arabs are Muslim, and that is not true. There are,
right.
there, you know, okay. all Muslims are not Arabs, and all Arabs are not Muslims, and they do not represent the indigenous Muslims here, you know, as some
That's
people
right.
are under the assumption that that is the truth. Oh, you know, you
yes.
y'all follow those Arabs. That is not true.
Not
you
at
know,
all.
Just
That's
like
right.
there are black Palestinians. A lot of people say, oh, well,
yes.
we don't have, you know, some of the people that are not educated or not informed, you know, or those people
right.
in Palestine treat black people like a certain way. Oh, they don't even, you know, how can we identify with them? That's because they don't know the history. They don't know. They need to educate themselves on the fact that there is a connection that goes back generations.
Yes.
Goes
yes.
back generations. We were ripped away from all of that when we came forcibly through the transatlantic slave trade. So we don't
right.
know which tribe we come from because we were taken away. We were forcibly taken away. But we have a connection to those people across the waters, even though some of them don't want to have a connection with us, you know, because of
That's
colonialism,
correct.
Because of brainwashing, because, you know, the same oppressor that oppressed
That's
our
right.
people here did the same over there and
That's
in
right.
all the different areas. So we're
That's
all
right.
separated because of this same oppressor, this same
yes.
oppressor that colonized the whole world. So you know, people need to realize that, and some people are waking up to see that. You
yes.
know, this is like a wake-up call for a lot of people that really had all these notions and assumptions
mm-hmm.
to, that there was no connection. There's no connection. We don't have any connection to them. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
yes,
say that.
Do.
Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum aslam. Appreciate you very much, my sister. And you're always welcome. And others, you're welcome. You, my sister, you can touch your one on your phone, and your mic, your hands should go down that way. If you want to come back, we still got a few minutes. You can do that. So just touch the one on your phone, and your hands should go down. Yeah, it went down. So that way, if we look again, we'll see, and we can bring you back on. And this is what we have to understand. And Allah make it clear for us, even though it's not a physical picture that we're supposed to look at. He says the shaitan, the devil, will whisper all the way to the end and divide. He's going to do his thing. So we can't necessarily see the whisperer, but we know when he's whispering to us. And we know, as you, my sister said just so clearly here, this whispering of race, nationality, language, where you live, territory. This is something that Shaitan has allowed or pushed. I shouldn't say he allowed. He pushed humanity into that. I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying, don't worry. If you were not there for the white man to oppress, the devil he followed it up with, they would do it to each other. They would kill each other if we weren't there. It's in some of humanity, but why? Because Allah says, Shaitan, he got his respite. to try to trick as many people as he wants. He can't trick the one that's thinking, and that's where we have to be at. Our standing up in Islam, not trying to be somebody else, be us. Our standing up and unifying and building, we become the model by following the model of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And what do Allah say so clear in the Quran? You have the best example, best model in the messenger of Allah, speaking of Prophet Muhammad, in him, not on him. We should not dress like people in the East. We're not from over there. That wasn't what the Prophet wore back then. But even if, just like us, we change styles. I got some pictures with me as a little boy with suit and sport jackets and overcoats like the ones I wear today. I like them. That's the way my father brought me up, with hats, et cetera, et cetera. I refuse to wear a turban on my head, even when turbans was worn just by magicians back when we was watching TV as youngsters. I refuse to wear a thobe. I had a couple of them as gifts. And if I jumped up in the middle of night and need to go to the bathroom, I might wear it, but I was uncomfortable. I got me a bathrobe like I used to wear as a youngster. I don't want to look like somebody, my father. I got pictures with me standing with my father or standing with his family, his wife, my mother, and his children, my brothers and sisters. And I was dressed like he wanted me to dress. Sport jacket, hat, shoes, pants. And I've never grown out of that. And none of us should grow out of what we are and who we are, because Allah is not telling us nowhere to look like someone else, to be somebody else, become somebody. We cannot become Arabs. We cannot become Caucasians. We should be proud to be who we are. There are people all over the world envy us for various reasons. But we don't need them to envy us in that way, in that good way, I would say. We need to lead people into finding heaven in themselves. And the only way we can lead them is by doing it, and somebody see, oh, man, look how nice they look. Look how well they act. You know, I never knew nobody lived in that house. Y'all so quiet. We have to understand, what's the role of one human to another human? Find paradise in this life and in the next life. We get married to find paradise. We get married, male or female, to, if it's possible, if our genes will allow us, to have children. And Allah tells us clearly throughout the Bible and the Quran things he don't want us to do. As a little child, when my father was reading me the Bible, I was, you know, my mom died at 7, so she was reading it to me, and he continued till I was a teenager. She died when I was 7, and I'd ask him every week. He would read a certain story to me every week, and Prophet Lot's story was one of them, and I would almost ask the same question every week. Why did he kill all them? Sister, I see the hand, but don't see the number. So whoever touched the hand, sister, my sister, if you did it, I can't see your number. I'm gonna touch the mic and see if you come on.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, I don't see your number with it. Yeah, but you prayed to Allah.
Okay, Alhamdulillah.
There you go. Go ahead.
All right.
Share with us what you need to share.
Yeah, I like the way the spirit going. I always like the way the spirit going. So I wrote a little something. Followers of Muhammad in America. Excuse me, Alhamdulillah. Followers of Muhammad in America. benefiting from our intelligentsia. We live in a country that is mostly non-black. Our progress and mind is under attack. We are not hung up on race, but we keep our community safe. We are struggling to take care of ours and other social needs. Racism is not permitted in Islam. We desire to live in peace. Community life, we won't accept defeat. The devil wants to weaken the family of mankind using misinformation to poison our mind. We have him on the retreat. Let's get busy supplying neighborly needs, giving largely in charity. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Thank you very much, my brother. And you can touch the one on your phone. You touch the one on your phone that way. If you want to come back, come back. We still got a little time. So, you know, you're welcome, you, the sisters, everyone. Please, if you want to say something, ask something. We have a few minutes left still, and you're welcome. Any of you, if you've been on already or not. The thing about the air, and I'm talking about the air like this here, podcast and radio, the thing about it is time to share when we can share. And we just need to believe in each other. In time, my brother, you with your words of wisdom through poetry, we will have a vessel. Don't have to be me or Nate here, but we're going to move to the point that we build our community where we'll make each other wealthy off of our talents.
Mm-hmm.
Your paperwork, your material, it should be in cards. It should be on recording, tape and wax, and it should be let out to the people. You know what I mean? Because you can hear something and you can put music to it without any instruments, just your voice. Our sister, we appreciate her because we know experience. And love for what she live in, Islam. It helps us. We got to come alive as one. I know. I came in 1969, and I watched us here in Philadelphia influence the society. And I know that happened all over the country. I didn't see it all over the country. I wasn't able to go to all those cities and states. To a few of them I've been. But I know what we did here in Philly. We got to see ourselves coming together as one, bringing wealth into our community where we can build community life. As I stated, I'm hopeful, prayerfully, wanting to do a program no later than February. We put it off a couple months now, but no later than mid-February to have something if it's done during these two particular hours that we're on. But a Zoom type or a discussion. We don't have to be Zoom. It could be just a discussion with people who have talent. And your talent may be bricklayers. It may be poetry. It may be whatever. We want to discuss for some time the model community, establishing the model community. And we need everything that is needed in the model community. As I said, I could suggest we need 1,000 acres. 1,000 acres, we need real estate people that know how to find the proper place. We need people who know environment, know earth, so they know, is this the type of earth that we can build on, or is it something better for something some other use? But if we put 1,000 of them up, 1,000 acres that is, and was able to build and help the society that we're setting up to live and have everything. Okay, 727-408 is back open for you, God willing. 727-408.
Yeah, they got a brother,
yes,
Cam on. Assalamu alaikum. He comes on Tuesday, yesterday, from 5 to 7, name is Shahid. I think he married his sister Layla Muhammad, the imam's daughter.
Okay.
And they're doing a big thing in South Carolina. And it's a big, you see, gonna be a big culture center that deals with everything. Gonna be for the whole world can marvel over. And alhamdulillah. And I think the brother's gonna be doing the engineering. His brother, because I remember he was in South Carolina, brother. Oh man, I get that's something that I can't even think of his name right now. But the bottom line is, and inshallah, he'll be doing the engineering and that, because he been doing work throughout our community. Oh, yeah, Rabbani Muhammad.
Rabbani, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Was it Rabbani? Yeah.
Me and him, we did a play together, right, in poem form.
Yes.
And he put it in music form. We got to complete it, you know. So he back home and, got dual citizenship. He's in Ethiopia right now. And he's working on getting some, he got the black seat there, but he's working on getting some coffee here too for the community to use the coffee to radiate funds. So
I'm familiar with him.
You familiar with him? Yeah, we got some workers here.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
He's one of the lead persons I would like for him to be in the idea of building the model community because we'll need engineers and architects. But they should be the ones, those who know who is or know what to do, they should be the ones find the ones for us, you know what I mean, to bring them on board so we can begin to look across the country where are the places we want. Because we don't want to just have one model community. We want to do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did as a model. Every city.
They got a brother named Brother James, too. Brother James, yes. he with the brother that came on yesterday, and he deal with Fannie Mae. He giving free talk to young people, old people who looking to buy houses, sharing them how to get their credit and stuff together. So we got that program, come on with him.
What time is it on Tuesday? What time?
5 to 7.
Tuesday at what time? 5 to 7. Our time, same time. Right on AM 360.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll try to get on in my stuff next Tuesday, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
That's how we come together. Yes, sir.
Yes, I will.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's good.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam. Don't forget to touch the mic and touch the one once we hit the mic, and that way if you want to come again. And I'm getting ready to open up the mic for 11111. My sister, you're open.
Assalamu alaikum again.
Wa alaikum assalam. Is it Amina, Sister Amina?
Yes, it is, Sister Amina. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I always want to say that because every time you start, I say, now, I think I know her name to be Amina. Praise you, that is me. Go ahead, my sister.
Yes.
You got the mic. Yes,
yeah, I just wanted to mention also, I stepped away for a minute because there's a call I had gotten from someone, a neighbor, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to help. She's been in an accident on her way to work in the MARTA station here, and she doesn't know where to, you know, she doesn't know where the resources are. So I'm pointing her in the direction of what can help her. But what I wanted to also mention is that, there's a proud history and current reality of Muslims born and raised in this country. And you know, that's kind of like a hidden history. It's coming out more and more now because of so much that has focused on the Muslim community and the fact that, you know, we've had such a rise in Islamophobia that's been directed at our community for the last, I'll say, since 9/11, but, you know, beyond that too. But you know, the differences between those overseas or from overseas compared to us indigenous Muslims here has a big difference, and people are being educated, and some of them are educating themselves on what is the clear differences because there's been a lot of, how can I say, a lot of people from other parts of the world, they've misrepresented what Islam is, you know, to confuse people,
yeah.
or some of the people are on certain methods, or, you know, they don't want to,
yeah.
they don't want to understand or think that our sojourn here in this country is authentic and all of that. So the people,
that's right.
And it's usually non-Muslims, you know, will bring out the fact that, you know, there's a difference, because a lot of us have, those of us here, we have relatives that are most of our relatives,
right.
and coworkers and neighbors and all of, you
that's
know,
right.
are non-Muslim. So they,
right.
they see, you know, what is the difference, and all, and when they want to know and understand Islam being lived,
that's right.
not just being talked about, or just, you know, you just see some of the people during Ramadan, or some of the, you know, some of the people that are Juma Muslims. I'm talking about those from other countries, or they,
you
know,
yes.
they may do some things that, you know, a lot of them have these little convenience stores or the gas stations,
that's
or
right.
the whatever businesses, and they looking at,
that's
okay,
right.
well, y'all are not supposed to smoke and drink. No, well, who? Why are they?
That's
you
right.
know, so we it gives us a chance to
yes.
to really, even if we don't want to, do dawah and
yes,
and,
that's
and,
right. that's right.
and really point out what should be the differences.
Yes,
and then you
that's
have
right.
that,
yes. So we go to
so
now
we
start the
that.
Second phase, our second part of our program. And
yes.
it's on
second part.
The new time
yeah, less than 60
that
seconds.
This world has come to.
All right.
This world has come
well,
to a
I
new
just
time.
Wanted to say, you know,
it's no more
we're,
the same.
We are
the world
yes.
greatly changed. It has changed.
Our time is here. That's
economically.
All I'm
yes.
It has changed.
Yes. And I want to say,
Salaam alaikum.
Politically.
It has changed
in almost every way.
Culture
has changed. It has changed.
The next program should
spirit.
Be coming in. So I have to.
Entertainment
have to
spirit of the African American has touched the lives of people all around the world.
Right.
And as